Still no suspect named. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Today marks 2 weeks since the murders of four University of Idaho students. Fox's Dan Springer reports from Moscow, Idaho.
We have been told that this killer was sloppy, which means he likely left critical physical evidence behind, such as blood, hair, or even a fingerprint. All could help identify the suspect or at least narrow the field. Any DNA left at the scene has probably been analyzed by now and run through the criminal justice DNA database known as CODIS. A lot of digital evidence has also come in by way of citizens around here, but despite police saying they are making significant progress, the families of the victims are getting anxious and frustrated.
Students have been given the option of finishing the semester online when classes resume after the Thanksgiving break. One person is dead and five injured after a shooting last night in an Atlanta neighborhood. Police say shots were fired after a dispute that arose when a group was escorted from an open-air mall by security and off-duty officers. The White House once again urging people to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine before the end of the year. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ajit Shah.
I really think when you look historically, people tend to get their flu shot in November and December into January. I think we're going to see a lot more people getting vaccinated in the upcoming weeks. This is why we're launching the campaign we are right now, because we think it's incredibly important as we head into the holidays for people to update their immunity, get the new COVID vaccine, get the flu shot.
John, ABC's This Week. Bird flu continues to spread in Nebraska. Agriculture officials say another 1.8 million chickens will have to be killed after bird flu was found on a farm. The virus has already led to the slaughter of more than 50 million birds nationwide. But health officials say human cases of bird flu are extremely rare. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The blame game continues over the situation at the southern border, where thousands of migrants cross into the U.S. daily, overwhelming local communities. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson tells Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo the administration is providing incentives.
The cartels come down and they get these people, the coyotes, they move them up through Mexico or wherever they're coming from 130 different countries now. They get them to our southern border, and then we take over the logistics. We give them plane tickets, train tickets, bus tickets. We give them cell phones. We give them welfare, schools, health care.
The White House last week accused Republicans of not having any plans on how to handle the migrant situation at the border. Lawmakers are expected to tackle some last-minute legislation in the lame duck session of Congress. Fox's Jared Halpern reports from Washington.
A government funding deal is needed by December 16th to avoid a Christmastime shutdown, and so far there are few signs of an emerging imminent deal. Republican and Democratic negotiators must settle on top-line spending levels, and the administration is renewing calls for supplemental spending for the COVID response and potentially more aid for Ukraine. Before the end of the year, President Biden says he also wants lawmakers to pass new gun legislation in the aftermath of mass shootings in Colorado and Virginia. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The number of people carrying concealed handguns has doubled in 4 years. Fox's Ted Lindner with the story.
The study published this month in the American Journal of Public Health says around 6,000 gun owners carried handguns every day in 2019. That's up from 3,000 in 2015. The study focused solely on owners carrying a handgun, not just having one in their car. The upward trend found in the study comes as states loosen restrictions for carrying a handgun, and more gun owners cite protection as their top concern for carrying as crime spikes in many cities across the country. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.